Dark Cast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
Exciting this weekend?
No.
Why not?
What's there to do?
I don't know. That's why I was asking you. No?
Do you call cleaning exciting?
When it stays clean.
It's not gonna.
When it could stay clean.
It's not a possibility, so.
Yeah. I used to like cleaning.
I never liked cleaning.
I know.
I like a clean house, but I don't like to clean it. Know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm like, treat my house like this is an Airbnb. Like, it was clean when you got here. It needs to be clean when you leave here.
The people who live in my house don't understand that concept.
They never will. They never fucking will. I'm just like, anyway, let's not talk about cleaning because cleaning sucks.
There you go. So am I doing something fun this weekend? No.
So you're cleaning this weekend. All right. Got it. And
I still have not eaten. I'm like hungry and like, you know how like when you're hungry, like you feel like you don't have any energy. That's why I'm like, I'm closing my eyes.
That's why people be just sleeping on alone. They're just like, I don't have the energy. Like,
and naked and afraid they do too.
I'm just tired. Yeah. I'm just going to lay here and let it happen.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I was going to eat. What was I going to eat? I was actually going to eat some eggs and bacon and like a waffle.
Breakfast.
Yeah. Because it's after lunchtime now.
Yes, it is.
But I just didn't. Like, I made coffee, drank coffee, didn't eat anything.
You didn't eat no toast?
Nope.
I would have threw a little hash brown in my mouth and made my way on.
Hash brown from where?
I buy frozen hash browns.
I don't.
From the store.
I don't.
Those are delicious.
I don't buy those. Well, I mean, I'm at mom's house, so she doesn't buy those. But I don't buy those either. And
Kendall tears those up. She likes
Gracie food. Likes them, too. We have them sometimes. I don't eat them.
Okay. That's understandable.
Because that's not like, I don't eat potatoes like that either, though. So, you know, whatever. I'm hungry.
Okay, we'll make this quick. Got it. I've been watching a lot of Alone lately, whatever's been like available, like the new season that was on.
Yeah.
Like, it truly takes... Let's talk about reproductive rights. Like, I'm saying, like, it is so hard to raise children. It is so hard to be patient and to just deal with your kids' fucking bullshit without wanting to shake them and throw them to the wolves. It takes so much. And then you want to tell me I have to have these kids that I don't want to have? Fuck y'all. You take them.
That's exactly right. They only care about fucking, they're pro-life until the baby's born.
Then they're like
fuck that
you.
Kid.
Fuck that kid.
Fuck that kid.
Mm-mm.
You want what? You want welfare? You want money to take care and feed your child? Fuck you.
Child care? Mm-mm.
Okay, yeah. Fuck all y'all.
Oh, and you gotta work too. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, right? either you want me to be able to, like, have kids and, like, have them thrive, or you want me to have kids and throw them in a dumpster. Which one do you want?
Oh, golly gee.
Because those are your choices. Like, you're trying to tell me I can't not have a baby because you want me to have a baby. But when I have the baby, you gonna take care of this baby? No?
No.
All right.
We only care about that baby once it makes it to 18.
No, they don't care about it at all.
They want the baby to
come into the world. That's all. Mm-hmm. Fuck that baby after it's born. That's what it is.
Well, what I'm saying is women, mothers, people who raise kids. I know there's some men out there that raise their children. Bully for you. Good job. But 90% of the time, it's women and we have to do everything. And it's just truly exhausting. Like, right now, I feel like with my children, it is just like the hardest period. Like, I've got a 13-year-old who I want to punch in the face every day. I'm like, why are you looking at me like this? I've got a 5-year-old who you could hear in the background who won't go away. I want to punch her in the face too. Let me see.
I'm getting a callus from using my phone so much on my finger. Look at this.
Ugh. That's ugly.
That's an ugly finger.
Yo, mama!
Did you hear what she said to me? She said, your finger's ugly. This is a crazy cat. Good job. Go draw me a dog. Close the door and get out. Draw me a dog.
Get out and close the door.
You guys see what we're dealing with here? You see what I'm saying? Like, join us on Patreon. Give us some support. We love you. Hello to our patrons.
Hi.
Hi, patrons. We love you guys. Did you catch that special episode we put up for you recently? If you aren't a patron, you can't get it. But if you want to be a patron and get it, join us at patreon.com/bookoflies podcast. And in the meantime, I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
It's Bolt Bitches.
Yes, it is. And hello. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here. If you are not already, you can connect with us on social media. The devil. The root of all evil. Twitter, Book of Lies Pod. Instagram and or Facebook, Book of Lies Podcast. We have a website, bookoflicepodcast.com. You can go to Amazon and look up Brandy Fleeks' work of books, work of art.
Body of work.
Amazon, check out Brandy's books. Give her some love. Buy a book. Leave a review. Because that helps, right?
I mean, they're old, so it doesn't really matter now anymore. Why are there children yelling?
Exactly. Or you can go to beautiesbiscuits.com and buy your dog some delicious dog treats. Use offer code LIES, L-I-E-S, and I will send you some stickers along with some delicious dog biscuits for your dogs. They're good for their digestion. If you've got an anxious dog, I've got CBD. If you've got an old dog, I've got turmeric. If you've got a young dog, I've got peanut butter and parsley.
Look at the
dog. Oh, and here comes Nora talking about dogs. What do you know?
Look at the dog.
I do. Huh? Oh. That's a dog?
Yeah. Look at the dog.
Why is his mouth so small? Look at his eyes.
Oh, that's the funniest looking dog I ever seen.
Let me take a picture. Good work.
Yay!
It looks like a rabbit dog.
Yeah, it looks like.
That is a rabbit dog.
Okay, Bren. Thank you. I'll share it with the world. Now go. Anybody want some kids? So I've got a 5-year-old now, and she is just unruly. I think she's feral. And
I think she's feral.
I can't wait for her to start school and, like, focus that energy elsewhere.
Get out of my hair.
For, like, at least, like, 5 hours a day.
I think I might just go to the fucking grocery outlet and get some dollar wine and call it a fucking day.
Okay, you were sober for a week. You tried it. All right, let's get into it. So, hey, we're moms doing it, you know what I'm saying? You know, social media, check us out. You been watching anything exciting lately?
Actually, yeah. I started watching Love and Marriage Huntsville.
The fuck is that?
It's a reality show about these three couples. They're black business owners. They run real estate companies.
Okay.
And property development companies in Huntsville, Alabama. Hmm. And they're, you know, they want to make Huntsville like the next Atlanta, with, you know, people upwardly mobile African Americans, and you know, and it's about them and their relationship, and they're working together because they're a friend group, obviously. Mm-hmm. Two of the guys are brothers, and they're trying to work together, but like they have issues within their working group because like they feel like they were betrayed by one of the couples, and you know, in business, and so like, but it's interesting. There's like.
Now what are you watching it on?
It's on OWN, the Roku app. But it's really good. Like, the first season, this chick's like, I'm getting a divorce. She's like, we're getting divorced because her husband had cheated on her. And there's, like, a whole thing. So I was watching that last weekend, and I'll probably be watching it this weekend while I'm cleaning. I also have been watching this season, this current season of Alone. So, what have you been watching? Have you been watching anything new and interesting?
I just caught this recent season of Married to Medicine right now. I was lurking the Bravo app.
I did not know that there was a new season already, and I need to get on there.
Yeah, I mean, I...
Oh, and I started watching... I had, like, caught up on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay.
And the drama.
Okay. You made me for fucking get what I was talking about. Married to Medicine.
Yes.
I love seeing, like, you know, black women doing it big and... Well, you haven't seen this season. I was about to say something. So, apparently... I'll tell you anyway. You'll find out. So, apparently Quad's brother died.
Aw.
He was only, like, 34. And he had, like, a heart condition. He died, like, from heart complications.
Oh, my God.
It's terrible. So, now her nephew lives with her. And he's only 6. It's so sad. I was like, that's terrible.
That's like Marlo. She's the mom-tee, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, her nephews are a little bit older. I mean, you're caught up?
On?
Atlanta?
Yeah. Yeah.
New season of Married to Medicine. I caught up on Dubai, the Real Housewives of Dubai. Did you ever get into it?
Nope.
I'm just going to say, I think Caroline Stansberry now, Cario.
The blonde.
She's a bitch.
Yeah.
She's a petty bitch. And she thinks it's all about her. And I'm just like, you're dumb. And that's how I feel. Like, they had an engagement party the day before their wedding. Like, why are we... She just wanted to have a party. Like, and then she told everybody to wear white. Everyone was supposed to wear white. And so the chick that's the model, the one that's...
The Iman
Chanel. Yeah, her. She wore, like... She wore a blonde wig. She wasn't trying to copy her, but she's a fucking model. So she wore this blonde wig, and she had on, like, a white, looked like a bathing suit mesh thing, but then it had, like, a cape. So everyone was like, is that? They're like, is she wearing a wedding dress? And it clearly was not a wedding dress. But then Caroline gets all of her little fucking friends to throw shade at her. Just like, oh, I thought you were the bride. And she was like, I'm fucking fabulous. Like,
okay, yeah.
She was like, I'm sorry you came to your fucking party looking basic, but I'm a bad bitch, and you better be a bad bitch when there's a bad bitch like me.
Okay, when I'm in your presence, you should be a bad bitch too.
Okay.
Because I'm the baddest bitch.
Thank you. Because I'm the baddest bitch. I thought that was funny because they were like, is she wearing, like, they were just like, what is she wearing? And she was like, I'm here to fucking party. Like, what's up? And they were mad, and they just kept at it. They were just like, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. Did you come dressed up as me? And she was like, yeah, right.
As if.
Yeah, fucking right, bitch.
That's funny.
I'm not really impressed with this season. I just think it's just...
It's new.
It is new, but there's just... I don't know. I don't love any of the characters. The only one I do really like is Lisa. But I'm just... there's nothing that's really drawing me in.
That's why I'm just like, whatever.
I could miss it. You could probably wait till there's like 3 seasons in so you could really absorb some stuff. But they're just basic to me. Mm. They're truly basic.
Yeah.
You other bitches are basic. But no, I haven't really been watching anything new. Like you said, I've been watching Alone on Netflix and Hulu. Mm-hmm. I watched the Million Dollar Challenge, and that was pretty interesting. I couldn't do it. I don't think I can make it out there. I wouldn't even apply because my ass ain't doing it. I'm not a huntress. Mm-hmm. Like, I could start a garden, and even if I fished, I probably wouldn't be able to cut open the fish and get the guts out and do all the stuff.
Well, that's the easy part.
I'm just not for it. I'm just like, yeah. No.
Like, catching the shit is the hard part. Gutting it is the easy part.
Well, the funny thing is, like, these people have the hardest time catching fish.
I know.
And then I feel like they invest all of their energy into one source of food.
Yeah.
Then they totally miss all the other opportunities, and that's how they end up tapping out.
Uh-huh.
Because they're like, I can't catch a fish. I'm starving. Me. You know what I'm saying? Go fucking eat some bark. Go find some mushrooms, berries, and stuff, like, snares. But even when they snare squirrels, they get fucked up, dude. Like, I feel like people, like, every season somebody eats a squirrel that, like, kills them. They're just like, gut-wrenching.
Because it's a thing where, like, they're like, okay, you know, I check my snares every night. Well, check it in the morning, too. Like, check that shit a couple of times, because if that fucking squirrel's out there too damn long, you're gonna die. it's gonna turn and you're gonna get sick.
Did you see the one when the woman caught the porcupine and the liver had all the white spots all over it? So it had like trick or something. It had some type of disease. Like she was
trichinosis,
some shit that will like kill you if you eat it. So she cut open this porcupine. She was so excited and she was like, oh no, like the liver had, it looked like cheese inside of the liver, just spots and bubbles and stuff. It was so gross. And, like, for days, she was, like, she threw away the liver. Obviously, she wasn't going to eat that, but she was, like,
I need this protein.
I need this protein. I need this fat, because porcupines are a lot of fat. Uh-huh. And eventually, she ate the porcupine, and she didn't get sick.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, this season, there's beavers, and they're eating beaver. And, like, this one guy was, like, he had to go home. He was vomiting. He just kept vomiting. And he was like, I don't know what it is. It could be Giardia. It could be trichinosis. I don't know.
It sucks. It truly sucks.
He was like, I can't. I gotta go. So, yeah, they were eating beaver.
Literally,
and like,
right?
And, yeah, they, like, the guy was like, you know, there was a whole bunch of beaver fat. They were, like, cooking up fucking beaver cracklings. I was like, kudos, buddy.
Bully for you. I wouldn't make it, man. Like, I'm not the one. I'm just not the one. I would be like, I'll do the filming. I'll drop your box of stuff here, and I'm going to head on back. I'll be waiting on the other line when you're ready to tap out and come for you. But I'm not the one.
I wish I could do it. I mean, like, I'm like, okay, yeah, I could do that. I could, you know, build a shelter. I could, but I'd be like, you know what? Fuck this. Like, I could be at home in my bed right now.
That's how it is. They come out so hard. Like, I'm going to do this.
I know.
And then it gets hard. They're like, I just want to go home. I'm going to tap out right now.
The ones that, like, drive me crazy are the ones that are, like, they get out there and they're like, I don't even know why I'm doing this. Why did I even come out here? And it was like, you came out here for some money. You forgot about that part, huh? So.
The hunger's talking now. I can afford a burger. I have a roof over my head.
Exactly.
I'm Gucci. Like, yeah, I'm good. I don't need this. Uh-huh. I don't need this. But that $1 million challenge, when the guy who won, he, first of all, lives in Alaska. He is a remote person. Like, he's like, I don't like to be around people anyway.
Right.
But what got me about him, like, he was, like, you're out there really reflecting on life.
Yeah.
And he was, like, he was a straight piece of shit to his parents. He was, like, I was horrible. Like, I wish I would have, like, been, like, and, it, like, at, in this stage, like, I was bitching about my kids earlier. Like, they, like, their brains are still developing. They don't realize their emotions. All this stuff is going on.
Yeah.
And all we can do is love them. But, like, sometimes I'm fucking tired.
Sometimes you want to punch them in the fucking chest and say, sit the fuck down.
I haven't got to punch him in the chest yet, but it's coming for sure.
I said you want to.
I know. You want to.
You want to punch him in
the chest. But he was just like, I wasn't easy for my mom. I wasn't easy on my dad. You know, his mom, like, passed away right before they went. Aww. But he was, like, truly reflecting on that. He was like, I wish I would have been, easier.
Yeah, hindsight is 20/20, especially when you have time to be alone with your thoughts. Because I do that. I'm like, fuck, I fucked up. Like, damn, I wish I would have did this, or I wish I wouldn't have done that.
Oh,
like,
really?
Oh, girl. I'm like, if I could go back in time and talk to my 15-year-old self.
Oh, damn, huh?
Like, listen.
Listen, bitch.
This. Don't do this. You know?
Listen, bitch.
Listen, bitch.
And I be telling Kendall, I'm like, listen. Like, you're just, I know you think all of this is right and all of this, but just stop being an asshole and just do what I say.
Exactly.
Don't be mean to your sister. You begged for a sibling. We give you one, and then you don't even want to hang out with her. Like,
she's at the teenager age where she's just
13,
all about herself now.
She is all about herself, and she reminds me so much of her father, and it makes me sick. Mm.
That sucks.
Girl, it's real hard. I'm just like this. I'm like, you going to jail.
No, you
going to jail?
No.
I think about that. I'm like, you need to, like, really realize what you're doing and just stop. Mm. But anyway, you going to jail. Nah, I'm just kidding. Well, hopefully we'll steer in the right direction. So today, guys, we are going to talk about an episode of Serial Swindlers, which is currently on Amazon. And our topic today is a character by the name of Robert Alexander Brown.
Michael Robert Alexander Brown. That's too many first names.
Michael Brown. Brown's
mine. Michael Robert Alexander. That's three first names and a last name.
Okay. Well, Michael Brown was born April 19th, 1966 in Glasgow.
Okay.
Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
He's Scottish.
Mm-hmm.
He is a Scottish businessman, or so he says.
Okay, claims to be.
He claims to be that. He claims to actually be a son of a lord, and that he attended, like, you know, Gordonstown and St. Andrews University, which is a big fat lie. He is not. He came from a working class family. And I feel like when people come from working class families and, like, it's hard for them, they just want to lie and fake the funk and pretend to be something else.
Okay.
He, at the time that we're introduced to him, he's currently in the UK in London, but claims or may have lived in Mallorca, Spain.
Oh.
And he claimed to be an international bond trader. So, again, I got this stuff from Amazon, and I also got some stuff from Wikipedia. Give them money. They love it. So then he was like, I'm an investor. And he was getting investments from, he got investments from like three or four people of a couple million dollars. I think it was like $1 or $2 million from four different investors. He takes this money in and, you know, is going to invest it somewhere, which he doesn't do. He ends up donating like 2.5 million pounds to the, who was it? It was like a political party. He donated $2.4 million to the Liberal Democrats in the UK in March of 2005. And he did this donation, or he made this donation, to buy his way into their circle.
Of course.
And then so then by him doing that, his name got out there. Like, they were like, who is this guy?
Michael Brown? Who?
Who? Like, he claimed to be like a bond trader or a fight. You know, he made all this shit up.
Right.
And so, but he was living the high life. He had like boats and hoes, of course. Mm-hmm. Nice places in London. But then they started investigating him. And he got hit with a couple of counts of money laundering and fraud. they're like, what the fuck? The donations that he received, like the four people that gave him like millions of dollars, they were like, okay, well, where are you donating this money to? Like, what's happening? And he was like, yeah, no, I gotta get out of here. So they arrested him for the money laundering and the fraud.
But where was he laundering money to?
To himself.
Like... How was he doing this? Like, what was his...
His donation to the Liberal Democrats, they were questioning the money and where it came from. Because he had an office in London. But then they were like, well, you guys need to return this money because we think there's fraud afoot here because he doesn't really have licenses. He's not supposed to be doing any... He doesn't really have a business. It's a front. So he's claiming to be a investor.
Uh-huh.
He takes in... Investments.
He's accepting money from people.
Yes. Which is doing his lifestyle, of course. But then he takes the money, 2.4, gives it to the Liberal Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when they start investigating him and who he is. Then they find out that he's a liar. And so they arrest him. But then they're like, well, this money needs to be returned. Then the Liberal Democrats are like, well, actually... He resides in Spain at this time, so it's okay that he's given us this money, so we're going to keep the money.
Something's amiss, but okay.
It's fine.
I guess the political system is different over there, because I'm like, this, what? Like, the way accept donations or whatnot.
Right, so the clients that he had was, like, the former Manchester United chairman, Martin Edwards. He gave... brown money, and he claimed to be an international bond trader. And that
so this money was supposed to go to bonds, mm-hmm, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Which it did not.
Right.
So he gets caught up, and they're like, okay, we're going to arrest you. And so he gets arrested. He bails out, and then he flees the country.
Of course.
And so in his stead, they're like, well, he's gone. We don't know where the fuck he went. They still proceeded with his trial with him not being
in
there.
In absentia. Okay.
Yeah, that's the word.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was sentenced to, I believe it was like 8 years.
Okay.
But he wasn't there.
Right.
So then he's traveling all over, like in the Caribbean and stuff like that. He changes his appearance. He grows his hair long. He grows a beard. And he's using aliases, of right. course, mm-hmm. like they do.
Right.
And he ends up in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, all right then.
And so...
Go to DR, baby. Punta Cana.
Right. I don't think it was Punta Cana, but... in 2008, they saw him. They found him in, like, the Caribbean, or they tracked him to the Caribbean based on his credit cards. So credit cards and aliases that he was using, so they were tracking him.
Mm.
So then he was using a name by M. Campbell Brown. And then he was in Antigua and Barbuda?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't
Barbuda.
Barbuda.
It's the same. Go ahead.
Okay. And then he made his way to the Dominican Republic. And he rents the most fanciest, the most expensive house.
Of course.
And he was like, I need privacy. Oh, he claimed to be a songwriter for U2, that he wrote songs for U2. And that's where his money came from. And so he's living in this house, but the rent's not being paid. So the guy is like, what the fuck?
GTFO.
I got to get my bread, baby. Like, what's happening? And so then all of a sudden he pieces out of that house and just moves to a different house on the same island. And the owner of the previous house, he's really well connected in the DR. So then they were like,
yeah, knows people.
Yeah. So they're like, hey, yo, your tenant's over here. And he shows up at his house. He's like, where's my fucking money, bro? Like,
where's my money, man? Where's my money?
Who do you think you are? So then the landlord like starts to like press charges. But while all that stuff is happening, Mr. Brown, who's going by a totally different name, meets this other guy who is an investor. And he claims to be an oil trader, or like he knows, I'm not sure what country it came from. I don't think it was the Bahamas, but he was claiming that he could get him a deal and get him some oil. Like there was a big deal that was going to happen.
Okay.
So he's schmoozing this guy. And oh, I know why the Bahamas came up. Because the guy he was trying to get over on, he was like, oh, well, let me pay for your honeymoon in the Bahamas. Like, you know, I'll just pay for that for you. And so.
No.
But, like, when you get absurd gifts and people are doing all this stuff for you, there's going to be an ask at the end.
The answer is no.
So then the guy eventually invests, like, $500,000 with Michael Brown, anticipating this deal happening with the oil, which does not happen. And he loses his money. And then eventually he gets arrested for the rent shit. For the fraud shit. So he gets arrested in the Dominican Republic.
By who? The Dominican police?
The Dominican police. Okay. And there's like no extradition there apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So word gets out that this guy is arrested here in the Dominican Republic. It gets out to the UK that A, we have him here.
Uh-huh.
And so he's like, no, you know, that's not me. That's not who it is. Like, I'm not
that person.
I'm not that guy. And then they like... bring him out into the yard. They're like, show your fucking face. Like, stop your lies. But he was going by a different name in the UK. Yeah, so he rented a... he was, living under a false identity. He was arrested by the Dominican police. And they're like, oh, fuck you. But eventually what happened is he was extradited. He was sent back to the UK so he could serve his time.
Yeah.
Because while he was gone, he got convicted.
Yeah. And sentenced to 8 years, right?
Yep.
That's okay.
Yeah. Yep. I just
so he didn't serve any time in Dominican Republic.
He was just there for a little bit until they figured out who he was.
But he had committed crimes there.
Yep.
But they didn't try.
Oh, they were pissed because they did. They extradited him and they were upset because they were like, well, he's not going to fucking pay or do the time that he needs to do for the fraud and the fuckery that he's done here. They sent him back to the UK so he could serve his time over there.
Okay, and so do they plan to bring his ass back to DR so they can fucking try him there for fraud, defrauding, you know, landowners and whatnot?
I really doubt it. Because this episode was like, it ran, oh yeah, so it aired on July of 2014. So this is old shit. This
is old shit. It's almost 10 years old.
It is almost it's 10 years old. Now, yeah. But I mean, I just think it's funny that people think it's okay to just change who they are and just lie and think it's okay.
Maybe like I'm gonna escape. I'm gonna run away. Escape. Change my name.
Who are you gonna be?
And put on a beard and shave my head and get tattoos on my face.
That shit hurts.
And be somebody else.
Dude, woo! So we went to the bachelorette party in Las Vegas. We got $10 tattoos. Mm-hmm. And some chick, not with our party, got a freaking one of those Playboy bunnies.
Oh, God.
Tattooed on her face. Mm. On her face. Why do people put tattoos on their face?
I don't know. There was the chick. Did you see the chick at the wedding with all the tattoos on her face?
No.
That skinny girl. She was like, somehow they had gotten to the table across from us. And she was real skinny. And she, you know, looked like she straight came from the hood. To the wedding. Like, didn't she was wearing...
Oh, yes. I did. I don't think I really looked at her. I think I just, like, saw silhouette. You know how you...
She was beating her kids at the table. I was like, God. For real? This is happening? Like, really?
Mm-hmm. No, I did not.
Yeah. I was like, what? Who is this? And why is they here?
Why is they here?
I'm not even kidding. I was like,
Who cousin is this?
Who invited you?
This isn't our side of the family for sure. I didn't see that. But please don't put tattoos on your face. That's all I was getting at. That was the point of the story. Please don't tattoo your face. Like, don't do it. It's not worth it, man. Just put a different wig on. You know, put some glasses on. Like, I feel like anytime I change my hair, people truly do not recognize who I am.
Kenny didn't recognize me. She was like,
oh, yeah, I heard.
She was like, you look like a bottle service girl. I was like,
what the fuck?
She was like, oh, I'm Kenny. I was like, I looked at her like this.
I know. Jamal thought it was funny. He's like, he told me about that. He was like,
I was like, girl, like, why are you introducing yourself to me?
Hi, I'm Kenny. Like, I know. I saw you yesterday.
She was like, oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It was funny. Congratulations to our cousin who got married recently.
Yeah. Last week.
Last week. Yes. That's why we were late with our episode. But who cares? It came out, right? Right. It was beautiful. I cried. Did you cry?
No.
You didn't cry? Mm-mm. I cried when she walked down the aisle. I was just...
Aw. No, I didn't cry. I was too busy, like, being tired because it all took 20 minutes to get down the aisle.
First of all, I was third.
I'm just saying the entire, I was just like, wow, my arm was, I was, cause I videoed everybody going down. So I was just like,
it was long,
but I mean, you know, they're married, they're happy. Yay.
Good for them. Congratulations, Duvalls. Mm-hmm. I like that name. Shelley Duvall.
Oh, poor Shelley Duvall. She even lost her mind.
What you mean?
She's got some mental health issues.
Really? Mm-hmm. Please update us.
She just has a lot of mental... Like, if you go online and look at a picture of her, you'll see she looks like she... Whatever happened to Baby Jane?
Oh.
Type deal going on.
Aw. You know? That's unfortunate.
Yeah, but...
Shit
happens.
Shit does happen. Oh, my gosh. Breaking news. So, I just shared something on Instagram, and they're trying to fucking... where's Shakira from?
Colombia.
Colombia? I think it's Spain that's trying to do it, but they're trying to fucking convict her for 8 years for tax fraud.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So apparently she didn't pay taxes, but she was like, I didn't live in this country when this happened. So hang on a second. Here it is. Okay. So this is from the Shade Room. Holla to the Shade Room. And after more than five years investigation into Shakira's finances, a Spanish prosecutor is asking that she is sentenced to 8 years in prison for allegedly failing to pay her taxes from 2011 to 2014. Shakira is reportedly fighting the case, claiming that she did not live in Spain during that time period. So, like, why is this kind of, like...
We have to find out, like, exactly what...
What's the situation?
Where she was living, why she would even have to pay taxes in Spain.
$14 million.
Like, was she supposed to be a resident of Spain? Like, I don't know.
Right, because, like, maybe if you're just working there, or, like, they're like, hey, you sold your album here, give us money. I don't know.
No, that's not... It doesn't work like that.
That's scary. But she's facing 8 years in prison in Spain. They're like, send her to jail. Like, what?
Bitch, I don't live there.
Yeah. It's like, I don't live there.
That's why people leave and go to, like, fucking Costa Rica, because you don't have to pay fucking, like, income tax. People leave this country to go there so they don't have to pay taxes.
Costa Rica's kind of rough, too, though, ain't it?
It's not as rough as Argentina.
The fuck happens in Argentina?
They had a coup, like, a year ago.
I don't follow the news.
Girl, their government is in upheaval at all times.
Ooh. Let's Google Shakira.
Jail time.
Okay, so this is from the Rolling Stone. Okay, so she's being charged with failing to pay government 14.5 million euros in taxes between the years of 2012 and 2014. She was offered a plea deal earlier in the year. Instead, she's decided to go to trial. The tax fraud charges, which backdate to 2018, stem from allegations that Shakira spent more than half of each year in Spain between 2012 and 2014. According to Spain's tax law, anyone residing in the country for over 6 months is considered a resident and therefore must pay taxes.
Okay.
Shakira, however, claims she did not live most of the year in Spain during that time, though she did purchase a house in Barcelona.
It's just Barcelona.
In May of 2012. And since the fraud allegations were made in 2018, Shakira has said that she paid the 17.2 euros she owed the Spanish government.
17.2 million?
That's euros. That's what she said. 17.2 euros she owed.
Miros.
Miros. Million euros. Oh, shit. So her ex-husband faced a $2 million euro fine in 2019 for evading taxes between 2008 and 2010. So maybe she's just married the wrong fucking dude.
Right.
And now she's fucked up.
Yeah. Sounds like that.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Niggas. Marry the wrong person and you're fucked. That's messed up. Well, I mean, if she lived there for half the year, for a few years, and owned a home there.
You can own a place and not live there. You know what I mean? But who the hell knows? Like...
Good luck, Shakira.
Good luck. How you gonna prove you did or didn't live there? You know what I mean?
Look, she's like, here's my plane ticket. I was here on this date, and I left on this date. And as I blow up this check, you can see the signature. Duh. Yeah. Oh, man, that sucks. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot. Did you see House of Gucci?
No.
I watched it.
Like, is that with Lady Gaga?
Uh-huh.
Uh-uh. Tell me more.
It's good.
What happens?
Basically, you know, she marries a Gucci man, and then he gets tired of her ass, and he wants to leave her. He leaves her for another chick, and she gets pissed and gets him killed.
What?
Pretty much. That's what happened. That's the gist.
That's the gist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, and that's on Hulu? Or is it a movie? It's on, what did I watch it on?
HBO?
Showtime, maybe? I don't know. One of them.
One of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, this will be a short one today, you guys.
Or, it was on Stars. It was on Stars.
Stars is on this TV now, right? I'll come in here and watch it in here.
Is it?
This is a short one. Do you have a thumbs up for the week?
No.
You have no alcohol in your system.
No, so bright good. Outlook. I don't have any alcohol in my system. I've been dry for a week almost. No, it's a week. No, well, Saturday. So today's Friday. Ah, whatever. Just trying to survive.
Staying alive. Staying alive.
What's your thumbs up? Because I don't have one.
Wow. Thumbs up for the week.
I want to adopt a dog. Apparently there's a whole, like, the homeless pet situation is, like, out of control right now. And so there's so many, like, most of the shelters are, like, doing discount adoptions because they're trying to rehome these, you know, these animals, dogs and cats. And so I think I'm going to try to see if I can get a doggy. That's it.
Okay. I know she's under me. Thumbs up for the week. School starts very soon. I'm excited to get some sanity back. I need to start doing yoga again. Like, I really need to, like, work on my zen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can play yoga with me. I need to check into the Jen Shaw situation and see what's going on with her. She going to jail.
Oh, British.
We forgot to talk about British. Okay. So, I also have been watching The Real House, not Basketball Wives. And I think it's funny that people who have fraud shit,
in their past,
any fraud shit that's going, pending stuff, go on television.
Yeah.
So one of the characters on Basketball Wives, her name is British, I forget her last name.
Williams.
British Williams. She got indicted on the show. She got indicted, and it stems from some identity theft, some credit card shit, some, it's a bunch of, because I looked it up, because I was like, what did she do? So she was using other people's social security numbers to get loans for her business loans. She was also, apparently, she had gotten into an accident. And I guess she had her lawyer handle it, and they claimed, like, certain things. Like,
she got in an auto accident?
Some type of auto accident, and they claimed stuff. Injuries, yeah. Okay. And it was proved to be fake. So they on her ass. So right now, as of right now, she is on house arrest. She has an ankle bracelet. And she's saying that that's affecting her livelihood, because apparently she was supposed to do some work for Rihanna. But I'm like, I don't know you. I didn't know of you. And even though you're on this show, you know, you're not my favorite.
Rihanna watches Basketball Wives,
though. Rihanna watches the tea. She be watching the Beverly Hills. She loves the mess. Come on, Rihanna. You love the mess. But, yeah, I could see why she would be on the show, because Rihanna probably saw her. And she's like, damn, look at that booty. Let me put her in some of my stuff.
No.
But that's embarrassing. Don't go on television.
That's embarrassing.
And your freaking, your dirty secrets or your dirty laundry is put out in the streets.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
But if you're on TV, your dirty laundry is going to get out. Because there, people are going to start digging. As soon as you get a little bit, as soon as two people know your name that are not in your circle, and by not in your circle, I mean, like, that are, like, in another state somewhere that saw you on TV, they're going to start digging.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, we're supposed to talk about that. Thank you, Brandy. This is supposed to be a fraud-filled episode. Anyway, guys, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. If you aren't already, subscribe. Come back. Next week, we won't have any kids in the episode. But today, you got lucky. I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this was Book of Lies. The podcast.
It's Bolt, bitches.